Okay, now we're in the after show. You've had about 5 seconds to think about something that makes you terrified.
Yeah.
Is there anything about, you know, like maybe it's business, maybe it's life. I don't know. What's something that like you've never done because you're scared of it?
Man, it's such an interesting question because...
And maybe not like deathly afraid, but you know, you just like have never gotten to it.
I don't know. I think the first thing that came to mind was I'm afraid, I think, of... I'm planning on taking a good amount of time off, not even just for paternity leave, but actually like just stepping away from YouTube and social media for a good chunk of time. I don't know, maybe like, let's say 6 months to a year. Let's say I did that and I kind of vanished from being anywhere online or being public about it anyway. That's something I guess I've been considering as paternity leave comes up and considering extending it. And so I think my biggest fear is after I do that, if I come back, what if nobody cares? You know, what if I just like don't have an audience anymore? What if like my content isn't as good or, you know, all these kinds of things that the insecurities will kind of speak to in my brain. But, yeah, that's sort of been the one for me in the last little bit. I don't know if there's anything else. Like, I'd be happy to jump out of a plane sometime. Rob Scallon's been convincing me to go skydiving with him.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know, other fears. Like, I'm not a huge fan of bugs. So, if you know, put me on one of those shows where they, like, make you reach your hand in or put a tarantula on your face. But I don't know. I feel like I've been really... fortunate with how things have gone for me and I've tried a lot of the things that I've wanted to try and failed sometimes, but mostly succeeded, which has been amazing. And so it's almost just given me more.
Is there anything musically that you've never been like maybe confident enough to try? Maybe that's live performance of a certain instrument or certain genre that you've never really like dug into, anything like that?
I just kind of go for it as far as music is concerned.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, there's before COVID, I had the opportunity to work with an orchestra. Like we were just starting to talk about it. I went and visited them, and you know that can't happen now. But eventually, that's something that I really would be excited to do. And it's maybe I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid of it, but it's daunting. It's something that would be a huge amount of work and something where I guess I'd maybe have the most. To measure myself up against as far as, you know, you're creating in a tradition where there are these masters whose stuff has been regarded as timeless for the last several hundred years, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Well, I was just curious, I like to push people a little bit and dig under the thing that would naturally come out. Mm-hmm. All right. So can you give us a tease on what you have coming up? The big thing?
Yeah. So I don't want to spoil too much because I think it's just going to be the best if people can watch it and enjoy the ride. But basically I've been really interested in playing with the way we perceive each other on social media. And I don't know if you remember way early in the days of YouTube, there was this channel Lonely Girl 15. And the whole idea was that it was supposedly just a vlogger, but it was actually a completely scripted thing with a team behind it, and the girl was just an actress that they'd hired. So another thing that I thought was really interesting is I came across this random kind of viral Facebook post about a girl who had tricked all of her friends and family into thinking that she was on vacation in the Philippines, when in fact she spent a month hiding in her apartment, photoshopping herself into pictures of the Philippines. And so I've got something planned that's like within this realm where I just want to introduce this like fantastical story element to my channel. And the content's going to be very similar. I'm still going to, you know, do a gear review and a music production tutorial and release original music and whatnot. But I've got this whole epic thing planned out where in some ways at the beginning, you're not going to know what's real or not. And then eventually I think you're just going to be like, oh, this is a fun
yeah,
fantasy adventure that we're going to go on for a little while on this channel. So yeah, I think that's as much as I really can share without spoiling, but it's going to be a good time. We're hoping maybe February that'll start to trickle in on my channel.
Awesome. Wow. Looking forward to that. So I know a little while back, and we can wrap up here in just a minute. And a little while back, you mentioned that you had some people working with you, and I don't remember the positions of the people that you were working with. Is that something that's still going on, or has COVID kind of like drawn you back to?
Yeah, well, it's shifted a bit over time, just based on what has needed to be done around you know, my channel and the course and whatnot. Right now, so my wife has been my manager for several years, and she's fantastic at it. She also is the main support person for the app now. She's kind of just a very organized, get stuff done type of person who, and anything like that you can throw at her, she'll do an amazing job of. And, she's also got a good, business head, and, so, you know, she went to school for poli sci and law. And so she has a, you know, she can read a contract and do all our negotiating and stuff. So that's been an amazing, wow, you know, partner to have. But also her brother just lives down the street from us, and he has been my kind of any video help I need guy for a few years. And so we're kind of bubbled up with him, thankfully, in our lockdown here, because he's just so close by. So we work together every day, and he'll just be on everything from helping me with an edit to, you know, shooting stuff where I, either need a moving camera and I can't be the camera person as well, or like he might do a random VFX thing. Like I wanted to, in one video near the end, as just a total, you know, throwaway fun thing, I whip my guitar at my wall and then it lands perfectly on its, holder and, its hanger. And, it's like a 2 second shot, but he spent half a day, like, you know, rotoing the guitar and me and like just making this happen. And I just love stuff like that in my videos where you're like, oh, it's just a normal tutorial, but bam, there's like this insane thing that happens. So he'll help with stuff like that. I'm, still mostly editing my own videos, but I have help with some of it. If it gets intense, like, on Four Producers, send that remotely to someone else that we kind of have as a part-time editor now and then.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the team.
Nice. That's awesome. Cool. Well, again, I appreciate the time. I'm gonna let you run. I don't want to eat up your entire day, but thanks for doing this.
Yeah, it's thanks good to see so much, you, man. This was great.
And we'll talk soon.
Awesome. Yeah. Great talking, cool. Bob.